Hey freaks, it's Monday, June 2nd, 2014. Coming up on the program today, gays versus bees. Plus, lions ejaculating, Gabrielle Chana explains the internet, and seven deaths over 75 cents. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Discord Abuse Show.
I'm a mommy! I'm a mommy!
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Fucking
spread
out.
You fucking snatch weasel.
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Morning, Mike.
Morning, honey.
Say, have you been in the upstairs bathroom? No, I used the downstairs bathroom today because that's where my douche is at.
It's filthy in there.
That's why I douched.
I'm talking about the bathroom.
Just tell Alice to clean it.
Okay. Although she is getting up there in age. You know, she's almost 90 years old. She can't get around like she used to. On the other hand, the floors really are filthy and need a scrubbing. I just hate to ask her to get on all fours.
That's funny, because you didn't have a problem asking me to get on all fours last night.
Oh, Carol, you filthy whore. Alice, can I have a word with you, please?
Sure thing, Mr. B.
Take your time. I don't want you slipping with your walker. We need to get you some tennis balls for the end of that thing.
I hope that's not going to come out of my paycheck. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, Alice, the bathroom needs cleaned. We're talking from top to bottom. Toilet, shower, floors, sink.
You got it, Mr. B. That bathroom will be sparkling faster than you can say I caught Jan pleasuring herself with a cucumber. Now, Greg, you promised you'd show me how to throw a football.
Tell you what, Marcia, you're a groovy chick. I'll show you how to throw a football if you let me oil up your catcher's muff.
Mitt? You mean catcher's mitt?
But you know what I mean.
Not really. We're talking about football. Catchers, but that's baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
How about instead, after you teach me to throw, I let you finger me in Mom and Dad's bedroom?
Out of sight. Now, the key to throwing a football is snapping your wrist, like this.
Greg, you broke the bathroom window!
Jeez, I hope no one was in there.
I've cleaned the toilet, the floor, and the shower. The only thing left is the sink. Ah!
Well, it looks like she cracked her head on the sink. Wonder how this could have happened. Marcia, Greg, do you know anything about this?
No.
Did you hide the football?
Yeah, I got it. Blood is still gushing everywhere.
It looks like when Jan got her first period.
Well, kids, I say we get some shovels. We'll bury her next to Tiger in the backyard. All right. Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. Back for the Monday edition of DV. A little tribute to Ann B. Davis, who died cracking her head on something in the bathroom. She slipped and fell. Poor old lady. I have got a bunch of great audio to share with you today. Don't believe me? Here's a couple of lions having sex. All right. He has entered her. He is plowing her. I want you to pay close attention because he's about to orgasm. He's coming. They sound just like us when they're ejaculating. That's my favorite part.
nature. Gross. Hey, did you know the internet that you and I use is not real? It's fake. It's a clone. There are a bunch of internet clones out there. What the hell do I mean? I don't really know, but Gabrielle Chana is going to try to explain it to us.
Okay. The L-Phi-LL type phase discriminator regulates the phase amplifier to rectify the half-wave rectifier signal.
Well, everyone knows that. I mean, come on. What do you think we are, idiots? We all know about the rectifiers.
The function of the half-wave rectifier signal is to maintain stability and quantum cohesion. Mm-hmm. Quantum cohesion is real critical because if you lose stability, you could open up a wormhole to an arbitrary point in space-time.
Now, for sure. Again, if you're new to the program, Gabrielle Chana is a crazy person. She's insane. She posts her rantings on YouTube. Now, the thing about her is, she's already crazy, but then some people discovered Gabrielle Chana's videos and started fucking with her, pretending to be people like Brent Spiner from Star Trek, because she's in love with Brent Spiner. And so these people fuck with her. It's very cruel, yet very funny. Now, what spawned this video was the fact that the Antichrist, who, of course, is in contact with Gabrielle Chana, told her that he and Satan cloned the internet.
The half-wave rectifier signal then is passed through the PCI bus, which carries out all the functions of the internet.
I love when they throw in, like, a real term. Like, PCI bus is a real thing. It has nothing to do with the internet. It's a part of the computer, like a connector. She just goes on and on, man. I mean, she just babbles.
Creating a superposition or like a hologram. This hologram or superposition is then passed over a quadrature phase shift keyer, which regulates how the signals for the internet go out.
At the end of her explanation, she pleads with physicists and scientists to help her out.
If you can help us find a way to defeat his ability to clone the internet, which makes it so that he can control... You know, like, I could publish a book, and he can cause all the proceeds to go to Jesuit banks using the clone.
It all goes back to the Jesuits. She has a real problem with Jesuits.
Versions of the internet. If you can find a way to defeat...
scientists and researchers around the world, please devote all of your resources to figuring out why Satan is cloning the internet. Moving on now, I've got a clip here. This is from a few years ago. I don't think we've ever played it on the program. A lot of people have been sending me this link. I think Cheryl Murkowski may have played this on one of her programs. But it's a local news clip featuring two roommates, two guys, blacks, sitting on the porch. And they're upset because they've got a bee problem. There's a huge hive on their property, and there's just bees everywhere, so the city eventually helped them.
Zeke Mack and his roommate, Carrie, are finally able to relax on their front porch.
City come out this morning. They went up. They sprayed.
Now that they half of them on the ground, I feel a little better.
I feel a little bit better. That's Zeke.
And I can sit on the porch a little longer.
Oh, he's going to sit on the porch. How did they say porch again? The porch.
A little better. And I can sit on the porch a little longer.
Hundreds of pesky bees they had been dealing with for months were finally dead.
This segment is entitled, Those Crazy Sounding Black People.
They're still out here. Got a lot of them down. You know, he sprayed, got a lot of them down here now. They still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
But even though the city sprayed the hive.
Bees jumping around.
Hive and hundreds of bees fell to the ground.
And we got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
The porch. How many times is he going to say porch? I hope every sentence includes the word porch.
But they still need to come out here and spray some more because still a lot of them still up there.
They still had to deal with the occasional visitor.
Y'all got one right there. See a lot of bees coming this way, so I just get up and go that way.
So they came up with ways of dealing with the stray bees until the tree cutters got rid of the branch with the hive.
Stay in the house.
Today, our camera was rolled.
He's saying stay in the house, but it's a very lazy way of stay in the house. I stay in the house.
Rolling when the brave tree cutter took his chainsaw to the branch with the hive.
Just think about it.
I got some wall spray.
As Matt.
Oh, my God. So they're watching this guy cut down the tree branch with the hive in it. I got some wasp spray.
Mac and Moore anxiously watched from afar.
Hey,
better run.
There you go.
There's a song in there. Run. Black man, run.
There it is, there.
And once the hive came down, everyone crowded around to get a closer look.
What'd it feel like?
All right, he's touching the hive now.
Oh. Sticky.
Ooh.
Moore and Max say it's a big weight off their shoulders.
Well, I'm glad it's there.
I can now sit on the porch.
Now I can sit on the porch.
Oh, my God, he said it. Oh, I love this guy.
Get a closer look.
What it feel like?
Sticky.
Moore and Max say it's a big weight off
their... Oh, this got to be the announcer of Distorted View.
...their shoulders.
Well, I'm glad it's there. Now I can sit on the porch and relax.
Yep, that's history now.
And now they can finally return to their everyday life.
And the men say they plan to put back...
You can't, the news reporter is losing it now.
The porch light they removed back this weekend. Since no bees should no longer be a problem, they say they plan to celebrate now that those bees are gone with the barbecue so they can enjoy their porch in peace.
She could barely get through it. And then the anchor.
A happy ending to that story.
The anchor can't contain her laughter either. It's got to be the sticky comment, right? Ooh, it's sticky. Ooh, I'm going to go sit on the porch. All right. E-Fuck posted a new video this weekend. It's a gay porn, which is unusual for E-Fuck to feature.
You want to see some big, black, lazy dick?
I've never run across the term lazy dick. I don't know if it's like lazy eye. Like something is just sort of wrong with the dick. It droops to one side even when it's erect or something. So I turned to Urban Dictionary. And they have a few definitions. One, lazy dick. The opposite of aggressive / ambitious sex. Although the man's penis may be fully erect, his entire body remains in a comatose state. It's like when I spike someone's drink with Viagra and a roofie. They're completely out of it, but their dick's still white. Two, lazy dick. This is the second definition. When a female is in a position when her legs are spread out. Well, that's obviously not the case. This is not the right definition because this is gay porn we're watching. Okay, so here's the third definition. A penis that will not become erect for anyone or thing except your own hand. I bet you that's happening more and more. As porn has become more readily available and people are just jacking off furiously, their penis is trained to get hard by jerking off, and it forgets how to get hard having sex. Like, I've heard of people, who can't come when they're having sex because they're just so used to the sensation of, jacking. They have to jack off to come. Whatever. All right, let's get back to the video here. So we still don't really know what lazy dick is.
You want to see some big, black, lazy dick? Well, I'm going to show you some dick.
All right. That is a huge penis. Well, I think I know what lazy dick is now. It's a long penis. It's got to be erect, but it's so big and heavy, it doesn't stand up. It just sort of droops down like an elephant trunk.
Look at the size of his cock. That's why they call him Black Salami.
Now, I don't want to overanalyze the dialogue from a fucking gay porn, but if you knew someone who had the nickname Black Salami, wouldn't you assume it was cock-related? What idiot is going like, wow, he must really enjoy lunch meats. He's cuckoo for cold cut sandwiches. All right, let's continue on with this.
I wish my dick was that big.
Oh, we are.
You got no wish to complain.
That was the laziest reading. He was trying to say, you have no reason to complain. He's like, you have no reason to complain. Reese. Come on, look alive. You're in a big Hollywood production.
I wish my dick was that big.
Yeah, there is a complaint.
You got no wish to complain.
The other day, this guy told me to go fuck myself. And you know something? I can.
And thanks to his lazy floppy dick, he can. He actually bends his penis down around to his backside. And shoves his dick in his own ass. It's something to behold. Unfortunately, it's more visual in nature. It's just music playing.
Hope you guys like that. See you later.
And he gives us a thumbs up. Of course I like that. I have no reason to complain. Very good show. Two more short clips to share with you, and then we will get into the news. First up, I've got a clip of a Family Dollar manager. He caught a woman stealing Febreze. The woman was there with her kids, and he chases her out of the Family Dollar store and confronts her.
Listen, I'm not done talking to you, lady. How dare you teach those kids?
He's obviously gay. Lady, I'm not done with you yet. She's in her car. She's trying to go.
To scream at your elder like that.
They stealing some Febreze.
What the?
And then you got the audacity to be asking me to help you sell a damn purse while this pregnant woman is smoking. Don't you ever come in my goddamn store again. Or...
Don't swear at me. Lady, you were stealing. You've done something against the law.
You should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. You should be sorry. And how dare you say something to me about cussing if you are teaching them children how to speak to your mother. Get yourself together.
Don't hit my car. It's a piece of fucking shit. It's all dented up and stuff. Again, lady, you were stealing. You don't get to call the shots.
Have children, how to speak to your mother.
He's all snapping his fingers and stuff. Oh, he's sassy.
You should be embarrassed. And how dare you say something to me about cussing if you are teaching them children how to speak to your mother. Get yourself together.
Don't hit my car again. Call them.
Send them up here, bitch. Call them right now. Call the motherfucking puppy!
I love this guy. Not only is he screaming, he's stomping his feet like a big fairy. Oh, fantastic.
Call them! Send them up here, bitch! Call them right now! Call the motherfucking puppy! Call them! Because, bitch, I'm crazy!
She's pregnant!
I don't give a fuck! I'm pregnant, too!
She's pregnant!
Bitch, what up?
Okay, two things. One, like, is this girl just grasping at straws? Like, you're obviously in the wrong here. You tried to steal. Who the fuck cares if you're pregnant? Second of all, you have to listen closely. But when the girl says, she's pregnant, the guy, the Family Dollar manager, says, I'm pregnant too. I'm sorry. Let's listen to that.
Call them! Send them up here, bitch! Call them right now!
Stomping around.
Call the motherfucking puppy! Call them! Because, bitch, I'm crazy!
She's pregnant!
I don't give a fuck! I'm pregnant too!
I'm pregnant too.
Bitch, what I want you to do is do something. I will whoop your ass. Girl, you don't know me. I'm not the motherfucking one.
Hey, you made her.
I'm not the motherfucking one.
You made her.
You too.
Think you maced her? Well, you know, again, you were stealing from his store. I don't know if that gives him the right to mace her, but these are fucking white trash people all around.
Classy.
There you go. Before we get into the news, I've got one last clip to share with you. You probably heard about this. It's been all over the news. A video has surfaced of Justin Bieber telling an off-color, slightly racist joke. Now, to be fair, he was 15 at the time. But still, he should have known better. If someone's recording you, don't be saying the N-word. I don't know what my excuse is. I'm kind of dumb.
Father's Day.
That's just mean.
That's just straight
A. Why are black people afraid of chainsaws?
Why are black people afraid of chainsaws? This can't end well.
Don't even say it. Don't say
Run,
it.
Run, nigga, nigga, nigga.
You can say motorcycle.
That actually wasn't a bad joke. Run, nigga, 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 nigga. All right, Justin, you get a free pass on that one from me because it was kind of funny. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist. Not like that news right now. Guys, I could really use your help. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up, get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. Last week we did two exclusive programs and an extended episode. And this week we will probably do the same. So a lot of great bonus content only for Sideshow members. It is very inexpensive to sign up, only $6.99 a month. There are also quarterly, semi-annual, and lifetime memberships as well. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Become a member. You'll get your own personal RSS feed, so you get all your bonus content and everything right in the feed, like you normally would get an episode of DV. On your iPhone, your little pod-catching program, whatever. Also, don't forget, I've had some issues lately. Health issues, IRS issues. Things are piling up. If you'd like to donate to the show, I'd really appreciate it. Go to distortedview.com. There is a donate button. And, of course, you can purchase T-shirts, posters, coffee mugs, shot glasses, all sorts of great Distorted View merchandise at distortedview.com/store, including a brand new black T-shirt. Black. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, how far would you go in trying to retrieve 75 cents? Look, if those quarters dropped out of my pocket and landed flat on the ground, okay, I would pick it up. But the second, you know, if they rolled at all, I'd just say fuck it. I'm not going to go chasing after money. I'm rich. Please, again, donate to distortedview.com. All right, 7 people died in Cambodia after a man dropped the equivalent of 75 cents into a well. That's kind of like what you're supposed to do. Into a well. You drop money, right? Well, apparently he had buyer's remorse or something. The man tried to get the money back by leaning into the well, but he fell into a coma at the bottom because he fell in and he couldn't get out. How fucking huge was this well? He died of a lack of oxygen. After villagers realized that the man was missing, they climbed into the well to try and help, but they all perished themselves. So, the original guy lost 75 cents. He dropped into the well, couldn't get out, died. Then someone was like, hey, is that Harry down there? Harry, are you okay? And they didn't hear anything back from Harry. So they got into the well to save him, and they died. And that happened 5 more times. Eventually, wouldn't you look into the well and just see a pile of bodies and say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to bother. Or just use them as rafts or something. Stay afloat. When relatives and villagers saw the man collapsed at the well's bottom, they subsequently got into the well to help him out. They also fainted and died in the well, said Captain Mui Norn. Among the 7 people, 2 of them were women. Oh, that's the real tragedy here. Think of the vaginas. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Tennessee. You may have seen a picture on the internet this weekend of a woman who was getting married in a very unusual wedding dress. How unusual? Her baby was stitched to the train. That's right. Yes, one woman really, really wanted to get her baby involved in the wedding. So much so, in fact, that she allegedly tied 1-month-old Aubrey to her wedding train and dragged her as she walked down the aisle. I've got a picture of the baby in the wedding dress. I'll make it today's album artwork, or you can check it out at distortedview.com. Shnoa Carter Brooks said on Facebook, by the way, I heard the greatest black girl name ever. It was a screenshot of Maury Povich. I put it up on our Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. This woman's name was Pancake. I just thought that was the funniest thing. Pancake. All right. Shona Carter Brooks said on Facebook that Aubrey was awake and well secured and covered in Christ.
Oh. Sticky.
In case you ever wondered what it felt like to be covered in Christ, it's, oh, sticky. The bride went to her Facebook page to defend herself. She says, people questioning what we do, commenting all negative and just doing the most. I don't know what that means. We good, though we covered by the blood, which never loose its power. So to the media, radio, news, and whomever else wanting to talk about what we do here, you go. Media, I see how it works. Regardless of situation or purpose, people gone have something negative to say. The answer is we do what we want, when we want, long as Jesus on our side, everything worked out fine and gone continue to be fine. I don't know why they can't say going to be. continue to be fine. Our 1-month-old was awake and well-secured in my train. Most important, while y'all got your feelings in us, we had our heads in Christ. Ooh, sticky. Which covers all. So keep your mouths running, for it was just that exclusive and epic enough we made top blog way from small town Ripley, Tennessee, and the social media doing what they do. Talk. Very well put there. Thank you. Final story we have for you today. A doctor had to use a pair of bolt cutters on a man's cock, which just sounds wrong. First of all, if you're a doctor, don't you have a better tool to use than a pair of bolt cutters? Second of all, are you sure you went through all of the options before we landed on cut-off penis? I don't know what the problem is here, but there has to be a better solution. All right, you've heard of nuts and bolts, but what about this combo? A penis and bolt cutter. Emergency room physician Dr. Leonard Herman had to use that tool to save a man's penis from possible gangrene. Oh, you were saving a penis? Saving a dick with bolt cutters. How does that work? All right, the patient had a steel ring around his genitals. Oh, okay. He had a cock ring around his dick. I don't know why he's using a steel cock ring. If we don't get the ring off, gangrene can set in. Once gangrene sets in, the family jewels are going to go. The ring was around the unnamed patient's penis for 4.5 hours by the time Herman borrowed bolt cutters from the Norristown, Pennsylvania Fire Department. Using the bolt cutters was a different matter. I was a bit flustered and I felt some time pressure because I already felt this fellow may have already had some tissue loss, said the doctor. With great care, Herman took the bolt cutters, placed them against the ring encircling the man's sex organ, and pressed as hard as he could. It didn't even scratch the surface of the ring. Herman details the excruciating ordeal on an episode of Sex Sent Me to the ER airing this Saturday. So unfortunately, the episode hasn't aired yet, so I don't have a clip of the shitty acting to share with you. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. If you've never called into the voicemail line, give it a shot, 206-666-4463.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It's Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here. I hope you're feeling better. I was calling in response to the May 16th show. One of the voicemail callers had mentioned, and bravo to him, I'm sorry I didn't catch his name, that regarding the 3-second rule, 3 seconds is a long time, and you can be really creepy in 3 seconds.
That's true.
And this is very true, and when I played the video for my husband, he was the one who noted that. You had asked for responses from the Lady Freaks regarding how long we would let a guy look, our guy look at another woman, and my response is, who cares? I look at other guys. My husband looks at other women. Who cares about looking? It doesn't matter at all. There was also another topic, and that was Sextastic Tuesdays. And there is a compromise solution, you know, Timmy Boo, regarding the people who like...
Just record myself having sex and just play the audio for you guys?
I get the people who don't. I fall on the meh side. There have been some of them that have been sensational, and others where I just fast forward because I don't want to listen to you talk about scat while I'm eating my breakfast.
Oh, that's
but
a shame.
What you could do is, you know, for the freeloaders, just keep things as it is. But for the paying folks, put out one that's a Sextastic Tuesday and then do another one
that
day that's all of the other content. That way folks can listen if they want.
Well, that's kind of what I do for extended shows. You know what I mean? Like, normally at the top of the show, I play a bunch of audio, blah, 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 blah. On Tuesdays, we do the sex story, right? And then during the extended portions when I play all the clips. So it is sort of like that, I guess. I don't know. Who the fuck cares? Just fast forward if you don't like something.
Hey, Tim. It's Chickadee. I'm listening to the Monday, May 19th show. And unfortunately, first of all, I fucking hate children. I hate kids.
I'm with you.
Of course, except for my nieces and nephews. But, you know, they're family. And secondly, I actually have my tubes tied, basically, because I don't want to pass down my mental illnesses and stuff.
Oh, didn't I ask Chickadee if she would bear my children?
Unfortunately, so, yeah, I'm not going to have your kids anytime soon.
Oh, great. Do you have someone you can recommend?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck with that. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim. It's Jimmy. A couple weeks ago, I messaged you telling you about how I was probably going to jail. Well, I got my felony dropped because I sang Bad Day for a Dyke Wedding in court, and the judge, who was fucking chuckling, decided not to, you know, go through with it, so...
Wait a second. What did you do? You sang a song?
I got my felony dropped.
You got your felony dropped?
Dropped because I sang Bad Day for a Dyke Wedding in court, and the judge... who was fucking chuckling, decided not to, you know, go...
What judge would laugh at that? Like, I would think, like, this guy, there's something really wrong with this guy, or he's making a mockery out of the court or something.
...through with it, so he's like, oh, I recommend that he goes to rehab.
Well, you probably do need that.
Yeah. Thank you for getting me out of legal trouble. You should be my lawyer.
Did I sing that song or something? I don't remember Bad Day for a Dyke Wedding.
Hey, Timmy Boo, life.
Oh, that's a Westboro Baptist Church song that I shared with you, yes.
Hey, Timmy Boo, lifetime now. Member Swiggy here.
Oh, my God.
Listen, the wedding man that everybody's talking
about. So many ladies calling in, and none of them will have my kids.
Talking about,
Let me breed you, girls, come on.
He is from Cape Breton, which is in the same province I live in, Nova Scotia. I live in Halifax, and Cape Breton is probably about 5.5 hours away. I could probably find his contact information. If you're interested, maybe you guys could do an interview. I don't know if the freaks would be interested in hearing an interview between the two of you guys. You guys could talk about whatever.
Who's she talking about again? I'm sorry.
Hey, Timmy Boo, lifetime member Swiggy here. Listen, the weather man that everybody's talking about, he is from Cape Breton.
Oh, Frankie, the retarded weatherman. Yeah, I would love to talk to him. I think we have a lot in common. We'd just be screaming at each other the whole time. How are you today, Frankie? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-IN-THE-DARK.
You want to see some big, black, lazy dick?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. See you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, Roboto.
Bitches naked.